By the way, your house, where was it located in Sand Springs?
We had three streets for blacks in Sand Springs. We had South Section Line right across the street from the box factory. Then there was Oak Street, Pecan Street, and there was Elm Street. Actually four altogether, but Elm Street was just a short street. But we lived on South Section Line. It was just on the highway, just north of the highway. Had the highway that came right through that part of town.
Was that road renamed?
Well, that particular road, no, but they did change the road's name to the Marcus Haynes Highway. You know where that Tulsa exit is off the turnpike?
Yes.
Going north, it's Creek County until you get to the Tulsa County line. Once you get to the Tulsa County line, it's known now as the Marcus Haynes Highway.
Man, you never thought that would happen living back then, did you?
I thought they were joking when they told me that. That's what they wanted to do.
Your sister, was she the one who was more dominant and interested in basketball?
My sister was a star player on the girls' basketball team in high school. I was just a kid. I was only 3 or 4 years old.
And what was her name again?
Cecil. But when she went to practice, in order to go to practice, she had to take me with her because nobody would have been there to take care of me, you know, being the youngest in the family. She would take me with her and put me over on the side and put chairs around me, so while she was practicing with the other girls, a ball wouldn't come over and hit me. Meantime, she gave me a ball. When I became interested in basketball, it was through her.
Who taught you how to shoot? Was that your older sister?
I took my type shots after her.
And you did it as she?
You know, I was out there where they were playing.
Yeah.
You know, I bounced the ball like they were bouncing it, and shoot like I saw them trying to shoot. And before I knew anything, I had it on my own. As I grew older, well, I started shooting type shots that she shot.
But then who taught you how to dribble?
That's my oldest brother, Wendell. He was a great dribbler, in my opinion, you know, growing up, watching him. And the passing, that's my youngest brother, who was older than me, Joe. He was a great, great passer and guard defensively.
So you were being coached from just 8, 9, 10 years old?
No, from 4 or 5 years old.
And they must have seen something in you was special back then, too.
Well, at that age, I don't think they did.
No.
You know, they just threw me a ball so I could try to mark them, and I did a pretty good marking them.